Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Yasir Qadhi welcoming you to the MuslimMatters.org podcast. For more quality media, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. Wa jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa wala. So we're going to recite in the very next rak'ah a section of the Qur'an which really is one of my favorite sections of the Qur'an. And it is the conclusion of Surah Al-Hijr. It is a conclusion of Surah Al-Hijr. We're going to recite this as soon as we begin in the fifth rak'ah. And Surah Al-Hijr is a late Meccan surah. And Surah Al-Hijr was revealed really to take on the threat of the Quraysh and to challenge them back and to show the miraculous nature of the Qur'an and to threaten the Quraysh that unless they become correct and unless they accept this Prophet ﷺ, they are going to be facing the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the conclusion of Surah Al-Hijr, one of the reasons why I find it so beautiful is that it tells our Prophet ﷺ what to do in the face of such opposition. And so for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoles the Prophet ﷺ by telling him, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي وَالْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ. I quoted this verse in my first khatira. This is about Surah Al-Fatiha. We have given you, Ya Rasulullah, Surah Al-Fatiha, سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي. And we've given you the entire Qur'an. Therefore, لَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِنْهُمْ زَهْرَةَ أَزْوَاجًا مِنْهُمْ وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ وَاخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Therefore, don't be, if you like, hurt at the blessings that you see that they have, i.e. power and strength and political izzah in the land. Don't be hurt. You have a blessing better than their blessing. We've given you Surah Al-Fatiha and we've given you the whole Qur'an. Therefore, don't be hurt. Don't feel deprived just because we've given them certain types of blessing. وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ. And don't feel grieved. وَاخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And lower your wings of mercy upon the believers. And then it goes on. فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ Sisters, majority 930 as well. خلاص, inshallah, we'll do that. فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. By your Lord, Allah swears, we are going to ask all of them what they used to do. All this threat and all this smear campaign and all this persecution, we're going to ask them and they will be held accountable. So Allah is consoling our Prophet and I will take charge of what they have done. How about you? فَاصْدَعْ بِمَا تُؤْمَرْ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. You need to be persistent in what we have told you to do, and turn away from the pagans. Don't worry about their tactics. You continue. Why is this so beautiful to hear? You don't have to worry about the results. Your job is to فَصْدَعْ بِمَا تُؤْمَرْ, which means continue doing what we have commanded you to do. What have we commanded you to do? إِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغ. Your job is to preach and teach. فَاصْدَعْ بِمَا تُؤْمَرْ. You continue preaching. You continue spreading. وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And don't worry about these pagans. إِنَّا كَفَيْنَاكَ الْمُسْتَهْزِئِينَ. Especially when all of this cartoons against the Prophet ﷺ started, when all of this evil things saying against the Prophet ﷺ, these verses came to my mind. Allah is saying, you continue doing your job. وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Turn away from the pagans. إِنَّا كَفَيْنَاكَ الْمُسْتَهْزِئِينَ. We will take charge from those who ridicule you. In other words, you don't have to worry about them. إِنَّا كَفَيْنَاكَ. نَحْنُ كَافِي, Allah is saying. We are sufficient. You don't have to worry about them. We will deal with them. Anybody who ridicules our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and does not repent, Allah will take care of him. Allah says so in the Qur'an. If he repents, then alhamdulillah. If he doesn't repent, إِنَّا كَفَيْنَاكَ. We don't need to resort to their level. We don't need to threaten. We don't need to write. We don't need to write threatening letters or go burn McDonald's like some people did when this happened. We don't need to do that. No. Inna kafaynaka almustahzi'in. Allah is saying, we will take care of those who mock you, right? And then Allah says, الَّذِينَ يَجْعَلُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ. These people who mock you, they are worshipping other gods besides Allah. It's not only you they're attacking. It's not only you who are transgressing against your rights. They have transgressed against the rights of Allah. It's not just your rights, Ya Rasulullah. They have also worshipped false gods. فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ And they will find out the result of their actions. And then these three verses, these are some of my favorite verses in the whole Qur'an. وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ Ya Rasulullah, we know that your heart is grieved by what they say. Wallahi, in this verse, we feel the humanity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He wasn't superhuman. He wasn't a god walking on earth. He was innama ana basharun mithlukum. And when people mocked him, wallahi, when somebody makes fun of you, you cannot go to sleep. When you have an argument, when somebody smears your reputation, you cannot go to sleep that night. You're tossing, turning, thinking, how could he say that? Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being called a'udhu billah sahir, kadhab, a madman, a liar, majnoon. Imagine, and he is Ameen, and he is Sadiq, and he is bil mu'minin ra'uf ar-rahim, and he is being smeared with the worst smears. Our Prophet ﷺ is being told, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ We know, Ya Rasulullah, that your heart is in grief because of what they say. Your pain, your suffering is not lost on us. We know it. Allah is consoling our Rasul ﷺ. We know it. But what do you have to do? فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ Therefore, say Subhanallah, glorify your Lord, and fall into prostration. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ And you continue worshipping Allah until yaqeen, i.e. death comes to you. Wallahi, this is beautiful, and I want every one of us to think about this. When the going gets tough, turn to Allah. When the going gets tough, what should you do? Don't stoop to their level. Don't go to the street level and be like them. No, we know that you're suffering. What should you do? Praise Allah. Fall down in sajda. Continue worshipping Allah. When they turn against you, you turn to Allah. Because Allah is your source of strength. Allah is your source of protection. And most importantly, what they do or don't do has no bearing on your success in this world. You have a job to do. فَاصْدَعْ بِمَا تُؤْمَرْ إِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ وَعَلَيْنَا الْحِسَابِ And these are verses we need to keep in mind in light of the Islamophobia, in light of the anti-Prophet ﷺ cartoons, in light of this, in light of that. Allah will take care of those who ridicule our religion. Have we taken care of ourselves? Have we turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we have that relationship with Allah? Have we done what we've been commanded to, which is what? Preach the message of Islam. We haven't been commanded to be violent, to go threaten these people and kill them, to go burning some restaurant. This is not what Allah commanded us to do. Allah commanded us to preach Islam. Allah commanded us to make balagh and to teach His people about La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. When they become nasty, mean, cynical, when they become sarcastic, we don't stoop to their level. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ We turn to worshipping Allah. Their hatred should fuel our religiosity. They shouldn't fuel our hatred. Their hatred should fuel our worship. When they increase in the insults of our religion, we increase in our turning to Allah. Now that doesn't mean we don't respond to the insult. Of course we defend our Prophet ﷺ with dignity and respect. We defend, but we don't stoop to their level. And our Prophet ﷺ is being told that in his lifetime, you don't have to worry about these people. We will take care of them. And subhanAllah, one thing we notice, and inshallah with this we will conclude, I don't want to go very late today. One thing we notice, that the Quraysh who opposed the Prophet ﷺ, they can be divided into two categories, very simplistically. One group of people, they opposed him, but with some element of dignity, karama, nobility. People like Abu Sufyan. This is the best example. Abu Sufyan never resorted to sarcasm, to smear campaigns. He was an opponent, but a noble opponent. He didn't go down to the gutter level, as they say. Likewise, we have so many other people. Of them is Sahal ibn Hanif. Of them is Ikrimah, the son of Abu Jahl. Right? Unlike his father, Abu Jahl. Ikrimah, the son of Abu Jahl. Of them is Khalid ibn al-Walid. These are people... They didn't go to that low gutter level, as we say. They were enemies, but they were relatively noble enemies. They didn't stoop to evil tactics. The second category of people like Abu Jahl, people like Umayyah ibn Khalaf, people like Utbah and Walid ibn Abi Shaybah. These are people, they are the ones who, they took the dead goat, the carcass of the dead lamb, and they threw it on the Prophet when he's praying. Right, this, that type of mentality. They are the ones who, whenever he would go somewhere, they would walk behind him and then call out to the crowd he's calling, oh, so-and-so, this is our nephew, he's a madman, he's possessed, don't listen to him. Khalid ibn Walid didn't do that. Abu Sufyan didn't do that. These are the people like Abu Jahl, like Abu Lahab. Notice, the people who resorted to these gutter tactics, none of them were guided to Islam. All of them, إِنَّا كَفَيْنَاكَ الْمُسْتَهْزِئِينَ. Allah took care of them. Not one of them was shown that mercy. Because they were not, they didn't have sincerity in their hearts. They were not noble. Unlike, for example, Abu Sufyan, or Sahal ibn Hanif, or Khalid ibn Walid. These people, even though they opposed, but they had some nobility. And they were not of the مُسْتَهْزِئِينَ. They didn't resort to cheap shots, we call it, right? They didn't resort to that name flinging. They didn't accept Islam till the very end. But when they were non-Muslim, they had some dignity when dealing with the Muslims. And those people, by and large, Allah guided to Islam. Right? And this shows us, as Allah says, إِنَّا كَفَيْنَاكَ الْمُسْتَهْزِئِينَ. Anybody who's so mean, so undignified, to go and just slander you, don't worry, we'll take care of them. And the lesson we learn from this beautiful message here is that even our Prophet ﷺ was affected. To be affected is human. Wallahi, your blood should boil when they ridicule the Prophet ﷺ. My blood should boil. But that blood boiling, where should it lead to? فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ وَاعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. We increase in our tasbih. We fall down in sajda. We do our ibadah until death comes, because we have an obligation and message. فَصْدَعْ بِمَا تُؤْمَرْ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. You do your job, you turn away from the disbelievers. You have a job to do, you continue to do it, and Allah Azza wa Jal will take care of the rest. We need to have this message in this climate of Islamophobia, in this climate of hatred, in this climate of fear. We should not resort to their tactics. We have higher moral grounds. We have ethics. We have akhlaq. If they go to that level, we put our trust in Allah and we say, oh Allah, you deal with them. We're not going to get to that level. We defend with dignity. We defend with respect. We defend with knowledge. And we always have that relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You've been listening to the MuslimMatters.org podcast. For more quality media, please visit the site at MuslimMatters.org. Jazakumullahu khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.